It was very disappointing. We felt like we matched up well with every team we played. To not be able to, we had a winning record, but to not play as well as we wanted to, it was very disappointing. But still have 15 games left in the driver's seat. Can't be mad at that. We have to bring the energy and effort on this road trip to not fall behind and really attack it. Change, I don't know if our mentality, but just change our aggressiveness when we come out and play and just play to win, not really to lose.
When you're in a situation like that, a game you really need, how do you explain, I guess, getting out worked or not having a sense of urgency that you need?
Well, no. When you're in the game, man, you're giving it your all. I don't know why it didn't show with the results. Getting 50-50 balls, getting defensive rebounds, and keeping them off the glass. I don't know. We understood how important this game was, and knew that they were going to come out strong, especially how what happened in Sacramento. So this was a embarrassing performance by us, point blank.
Is it just one game, though, Steph, that you're going to be able to get past pretty quickly? Or
got to. Got to, especially with who we're playing next, because we understand they beat us three times. So no time to hold your head down. We obviously have another challenge and another important game coming up. And basically a statement game, really. Mm-hmm. The team that's right behind you, mm-hmm. They're at home. And this game means a lot down the stretch, so. This will be a huge test for us to go down and play well try to change the tide from the first three times we played them and just how we've been playing as a team the last couple of games, even though we've won a couple of them.
It's easy at this point for people to say the Warriors weren't as good as we thought they were, or they're falling apart. How do you prevent that from creeping into this locker room?
Can't listen to anything like that. Obviously, we didn't listen to anybody when they said we're going to be 13th coming into the season in the Western Conference. So why listen now? Or we understand that we have talent in this locker room, and there's a reason why we were 13 games over 500 at one point and playing great basketball. And even through some tough times in last month or two, we've held on, held our ground. So there's no time to really panic. And it's that's competitors and as guys who want to win, this is a great test for us to, like I said, kind of, we're not playing with fire, but the last 15 games, every one of them is going to mean something. And it's fun when you come into a game knowing that you got to win.
Is it even tougher to have an embarrassing game because of the fact that this whole season has been nothing but pride and things that you guys had a lot to feel good about? You probably hit a point where you felt confident that embarrassing games weren't going to happen. I mean, does that, in that respect, does it surprise you at all?
It does. I mean, obviously, we've been playing well. We've been protecting our home court for the most part, and we've been. I think at this point in the season, we understand the playoff race is here and now, and like I said, you keep saying every game is important, and you want to make statements at home. So I don't understand, Why that happened tonight. I mean, is this something that's got to change in how we approach the start of quarters and just not getting out where we might not shoot the ball well. We might not, I don't know. We might not offensively be on top of our game every night, but those 50-50 balls that we lost and they got, fast break layups and soft fouls and things like that, that's things that can be consistent night in, night out, and we have to learn that if we're going to make any kind of progress and then also play well in the playoffs, because obviously we're not just trying to get there. There's more bigger things on the horizon for us.
When you guys are down late in the game and the crowd starts to leave, is that something that you guys notice? And if it is it deflating at some point?
It's just embarrassing, obviously. You're at home, you're on national TV, NBA TV, and wearing our ugly jerseys, I shouldn't have said that, but it's just one of those things where there's a lot of attention on us, and we don't show up to play, and we just come up short, and we want to give our fans a show. We want to give them something to cheer about, and we want to make it fun for them to come to the game, and when they're leaving with 6-7 minutes left, it's not a good night.
Has this cut into the, you know, you guys had 16 out of 22 at home, so everybody felt like that was kind of the safety net as you went down the stretch here. That was a hell of an advantage to have. I mean, when you have a night like this, and it, you know, does it cut into that? And if it does, is there any chance it's a good thing where you guys say, listen, doesn't matter where we're at, you got to show up and you got to compete?
Yeah, it was the light at the end of the tunnel when we were going through that tough stretch on the road. So you want to, you know, take advantage of a schedule that's in your favor. We still have that in our favor down, you know, these last 15 games. So we still in the driver's seat. That's the good thing about it. We're not chasing right now. We obviously want to, you know, make progress and show teams that we're going to be, you know, something to deal with when we make the playoffs. And that's the mission. Not trying to look behind us, because we still are, you know, where the Lakers and Houston want to be right now. And that's why the beginning of the season is so important for us.
Did you just have an off shooting night, or was it their defense?
I got good looks, I think. I got, you know, the first quarter I was getting the paint, you know, shooting my normal floaters and just didn't fall. And for me not to make a three, I did some good looks. It's just one of those nights, but we can't rely on that to, you know, get us through games. We have to, you know, continue to play well on the defensive end and make winning plays. I got to do a better job of that as well, personally. And then, you know, hopefully the team follows suit.